This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oh, another episode of the Tom and Frenchie podcast.
We're back to bless your ears. Drink some shooies through your nostrils.
Yeah, almost tour time, big fella. You excited?
Tour time, big. Did you just big fella me?
Yeah, you look like a big fella with that backwards hat. I don't know. And you got the kind of like high school jock jacket on. I just panicked.
A varsity.
Yeah,
yeah, varsity one of those varsity boy. Ones. Well, it's hard to win in this. Actually, I think with your friends, it's just hard to win. Because I asked Tom before the podcast, should I wear my hat backwards for the lighting? He goes, yeah, great idea. As soon as I start, hey, big fella with a backwards hat.
Big fella is a good name. Could have been small fella.
Can we bring Alex straight into this podcast? Killing it so far today, everyone.
He's looking a lot fresher than last week.
Yeah, it's a Monday and it's the afternoon. And I'm feeling good.
He's, if you listened last week, you know Alex was a... All that Christmas break caught up with him.
All that eggnog.
So he's washed his shirt. Probably shouldn't have put it in the dryer because it's shrunk to a little kid's Arsenal tee. But they won last night, so that's where are we with pride, brother.
I don't know if he knows who Arsenal is.
No, I follow Arsenal.
Do you? Because you wore that Irish football shirt, so yeah. I thought maybe it was your thing, just random sports shirts.
That is drip.
No, I know three of their songs, dude.
He's back. He's on.
He's back. How's your weekend, Alex? I want to get straight into your life.
Pretty quiet, actually.
What do you do when it's not mulled wine season?
Yeah, well, summer.
Sangria.
Sangria, that's good.
But isn't sangria kind of warm?
Mm-mm. No. Well, it's got chilled. Ice in it.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, bro. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
You're not meant
to drink it off the shelf, bro. You're meant to put in like oranges and fruit and ice.
Tom, how's your weekend?
Mine was quiet, bro. Just living the dream.
Hello, international listeners. National listeners, we hope you had a good weekend.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Happy No Jacinta Ardern.
Oh, okay. That's
she
different.
Got fired. I was segueing. Oh, yeah.
We mentioned last week that
the Chinese love Jacinta, so they're a bit upset. What did you do for the big Lunar?
Nothing. But we said when we celebrated New Year's that we should celebrate Chinese New Year's, and it has come over the weekend.
I didn't even know that. There we go. So, ni hao.
Congratulations.
I kind of had a big weekend. I got drunk on the Friday. No, Saturday. But then I had to have a big... I drove all the way down to meet up my uni mates at a...
Well, drunk.
No, on the Sunday. And so that was just a big day of driving and golf and socializing.
You love a bit of golf, don't you?
It's how you socialize when you get to my age, okay? I'm actually older than I look, Tom. You're looking at me thinking 21. No.
But you've committed early because I feel like that's when you socialize the rest of your life.
You have to, because there's life skills where you need to get in early so you're good at things. And then you're like, oh, I don't mind playing golf. I know how to do it. Whereas you wait till you're fucking 47.
Yeah.
All the boys are playing golf and you can't even do it. You're just going to go hiking.
My knees will give out by then. I'm not going hiking either.
Yes, you need to get into golf, bro, if you want to have any friends. So we...
I don't.
I catch up my uni mates once a year, all the PE boys. Only like one is still teaching PE.
Really? Where else have they gone?
A few are teaching comedians. Like special ed and maths and other stuff. And then a few are just doing other jobs.
What's special ed doing?
What do you mean?
I thought that was his nickname. No. Oh, okay. I get
one
it.
Kid. Yeah. One kid. Well, so yeah, we all meet up once a year, play golf, share stories, swap tales, so make out.
Obviously, you were a PE teacher and you went into comedy. Mm. What did they go into?
One's a famous singer, one's an actor.
Wow. it's a gateway.
One just like normal jobs. One does rugby league stuff. One does
all
like,
sporty-ish.
Yeah.
Personal trainers.
Yeah, just OnlyFans.
Nice.
And when you hang out with these people that you used to hang out with in university, do you kind of revert back to that time?
What do you mean revert? He's you been know, that like, person for 20 years.
Alex.
I mean, you know, like the dynamics of the friend group, you kind of click back into it. Group. Does that happen?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I don't even think we did any catching up. We're just roasting each other from shit we did fucking 10 years ago. I don't think. You're
just teabagging each other and shit. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, so not too much to catch up on over the weekend. But aside from Jacinta, how did you feel when she resigned?
I don't know much about politics.
She's a Kiwi Prime Minister.
I know who she is, but I don't.
She's a very polarizing figure. I've got a Kiwi friend, fucking hates her. Like,
yeah, a lot of people love her. Mind. Yeah,
like literally, like.
What do you mean?
Like, would ring me up just to talk about how much he fucking hates her. I go, bro, I'm not going to New Zealand anytime soon.
I don't even get that invested in Australian politics. So.
Oh, especially the 8th state. Apparently, like a lot of farmers and working class hate her. She's just a very big lefty socialist. She likes all that sort of stuff, which isn't good for like, I don't know. I don't know anything about Kiwi politics.
Why'd you bring it up?
Well, I think it's an interesting situation.
Not if you don't know anything about it.
She was a leader.
Why did she resign?
Thank you, Alex. See, he's interested.
Answer the question.
On. He's really trying to keep the conversation going. Because people didn't like her. She wasn't going to get reelected. So that's why as soon as politicians only care about their party, they just want their party to get reelected. So before the next election comes up, I think she said she resigned because of mental stress. She's like, I'm not enjoying it. I'm mentally stressed out.
Would you go into it because you think it's going to be mentally enjoyable? I can't imagine you go into politics being like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be mentally stimulating.
Yeah, I reckon they've got a lot of summits. They do a lot of times where they just hang out with other world leaders and they make the rules. So if you've got, okay, let's say you're a politician. You got all the boys flying in and the girls, all the politicians coming in. You got 7 of the good ones. You only invite the ones you like for a summit on global warming or the fuck you want to talk about. You in the country, you're like, let's do some illegal shit. Don't worry. We got Secret Service. We got everyone. We can run amok. And you're hosting that year. So you've got to show them. And then you go over to Japan. They're hosting. They're great hosts.
Yeah,
let alone they own the fucking police.
True.
Use a party in. You're going into those onsens. You're doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're fucking, you're turning it. You're going crazy. It's like the Purge, bro.
It'd be like going to VidCon, except instead of getting like autographs, you're getting them to sign off on weird policies. Very similar, I think.
I think it's top level politics would be fun. Low level still wouldn't be fun. I think, but once you get in those taxpayer funded trips, you're doing whatever you want. Yeah, you hit a safari. Oh, yeah, we're not talking about animal conservation. Boom.
You just got to keep those receipts.
Keep those receipts.
Yeah, that's right.
Just give it to the tax.
Who do you reckon's the Joe Biden of the YouTube world?
Okay, interesting. So, wait.
I'm back to the VidCon metaphor.
Yeah, I love this. Every YouTuber is a politician.
Yep.
So, which YouTuber has lost his brain and can't speak words?
Yeah.
Is it?
FoozyTube.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Oh.
So they should do more politics type, VidCons. That'd be more fun. Humanize them a little bit. Humanize them a little bit. But also I think more like a zoo.
Okay.
Okay, so you put each politician in behind a glass panel and you can go look at them in a natural environment while they're working maybe. You'd be like, oh, look, here's the chairman for education. Or here's
pretty cool.
Here's the minister for trade. And then just working and you go, you're learning, you're looking. It's just a human zoo.
It could
zoo.
Be kind of like that Madame Tussauds museum. Like they just pretend to be frozen like little wax sculptures. And you can go up and touch them and shit.
Oh, okay. Actually, while we're talking about OnlyFans, why don't they do more OnlyFans zoos?
Did anyone mention OnlyFans?
Alex did. No, I mentally made a segue that Jacinta was about to start an OnlyFans and then I didn't say it out loud.
I'd be curious. I'd be curious to check it out.
Which one?
Jacinta's OnlyFans. Maybe she'd give us like a full smile with those teeth.
I think New Zealand need another big film.
Yeah.
How long can they coast off Lord of the Rings for?
Well, they just did the series, right, recently? But sort it's still of recently.
It's still the same ago. Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Australia's the same. We coast off Crocodile Dundee and cricket forever. New Zealand's coasting off rugby and Lord of the Rings. I think we need to add some more strings to our bows. Mm.
I reckon, yeah, along the same path of that vibe, I feel like they've got a very Jurassic Park looking environment. They could do some kind of giant sheep or...
Oh, I think that's a...
sheep park?
Could have just said dinosaurs.
Yeah, but that's been done.
But what hasn't been done in real life?
Sheep.
Oh, so you're thinking...
Giant sheep.
Yeah. What animal would they have to breed the sheep with to get giant ones? Like a whale or something? Bro, giant whale sheep in the water?
Is that how Jurassic Park works? They breed with something.
No, they had mosquitoes in
the embryos.
Not ember. What am I? Amber. The fucking.
Yeah, it was a stretch of a plot. So we can
like
do anything.
It was like, yeah.
You just mix them with sea monkeys and they get fucking aqua bound.
They don't. They don't cross enough animals together, I don't think.
Mm.
Because there would be some cool animals if they started doing that.
Yeah, just like cat dog, like that TV show. Why isn't that a thing?
Why isn't that not a thing?
Would you prefer cat bottom half or dog top half or the other way around? If you see what I'm saying. Not to have sex with.
Okay, well, you got to specify. You have to specify these
just
things.
As a pet.
As a pet.
That you fuck. No.
Which brain do they get? So if they're top half, they got that animal's brain.
I guess.
Yeah. That would actually be funny because you know how cats don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
The bottom half of the dog would. And so he'd run over to you and the cat would be like, no, I'm trying to fucking go the other way. They would never live in harmony.
Mm, that would be tough. And then the front would have like claws that scratch you.
Mm.
Bottom half's chill.
Mm.
Well, this is off to a good start.
Yeah, this
start.
Is a bad start.
It's not great.
We're recording this half an hour later than usual, guys, and I think it's
thrown us, yeah. The fucking, I don't even know.
But yeah, well, as you were saying when we start, tour time is coming up. 4/16th, we're down in Ulladulla, Maruya, and Bermagui, which is very close together. We probably could have just done two.
Yeah, I'm not running the show, man. That's your
but
your
it's,
park.
It's awesome because we'll get to hang out down there, bro. If we get good weather, that's a beautiful spot to go on a trip.
When was the last time you went down that way? Where did we go last tour?
We never been down there to do shows. I've been down there for life. My brothers live down there.
Oh, I don't care about that. I don't care about your fucking travel destinations.
And shut up for a second. We're doing a secret warm-up show that only Patreons, podcast Patreons, and my mailing list got the link to.
And everyone who's listening to this.
Where did I get the link?
Uh-huh, I see what you're saying. Right, I thought you were going to be like, come get it, boys.
Come get it. Come get it, boys.
Another reason to sign up to Tom and Frenchie Patreon.
You wouldn't want to after this start to an episode, though, but we might bring it home strong.
Maybe. Or it'll get much worse.
Okay. What's a movie that has a really shit opening 12 minutes? Because that's how long we've been going for. But then brings it home strong. You're like, I'm glad I sat through that trash.
Nothing springs to mind.
I feel like a lot of them have these long setups and you're like, oh, now
they
it's
have
all
to.
Happening.
That's how
now
films work. They have to have a setup.
Yeah, but that's what's funny about it. But like films can have a long setup because they know you're going to sit through all of it. They can be like, oh, this whole first 10 minutes is boring. Whereas if you ever watch a new TV show, the premiere episode always starts with sex or someone getting fucking killed.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. It really does. Yeah. There's a lot of just full-on sex scene and it's always when you're watching it on a plane.
Yeah.
And you're sitting next to an old lady and she's like, this man is watching pornography. And well, I am.
And even the show The Bear.
Yes.
Which Tom talked about way back when, a few months
ago.
Have
you watched it?
We've started it. We're 7 episodes in. Very first scene... For that show, we know it's a cooking show based in a restaurant, is him uncaging a bear, an actual grizzly fucking bear.
Yep. It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. I get it. I'm not. I know it's not a real bear in Chicago, bro.
It doesn't work in the kitchen. Frenchie's waiting for the bear to come back.
Where's the fucking bear gone? Where are they keeping it? Is it in the cellar? What meal is it going to cook? Is it a customer?
He's waiting for the big twist at the end where he makes the best bear dish in the world.
He's an animorph. He's half human, half bear.
That would have been
season two is his bear days, and they get it. Season two is the every episode, but what he does is the bear, and you don't see, and then they piece it all together.
It's like a werebear.
Yeah, it's like a werebear. But yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I was like, this is an interesting first scene, but you have to do that for the pilot episode to get people in. Like, oh fuck, there's a bear, and I'm like, this show's about cooking. I know you're not going to wrestle a bear, bro.
Mm. I thought it was fucking, what was that movie with Leo and the bear?
Yeah, The Revenant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be that.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
No. What were we talking about?
Stand up. Have you guys done any stand up?
Oh, we've been gigging.
Yeah.
We've been gigging.
I've been doing one a week, which is a lot for me.
Grinding. Hashtag hustle. But it's hard. You're doing new material, aren't you, Tom?
Some new material.
That's why it's so hard, because you need to learn it. Like, you can come in with sheets, but you're not going to deliver it well, so you're not really going to get a feel for how that material goes.
Yeah.
So half your time is spent trying to, like, memorize it, and then it's how much new stuff do you try a night, and then you're wasting time if you're just trying to get it. How much did you try?
Maybe 4 minutes of new.
That's a lot.
Old.
Yeah. That's a lot to remember. First time doing it?
Yeah, and I didn't really write it out that much. So it was mainly I knew the basic premise.
And did it go well?
Yeah. Yeah, it was surprisingly good.
All the beats hit. Did you come up with any good punchlines on the night or not?
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell.
I didn't remember any of it.
Did you record it?
No. Mm. No, I think Tonya did actually. She was there.
Yeah, no. Well, that's like there's these comedians who just have such a great skill. They're like, oh, I've got a loose premise. I'm going to work with it. I can't do that. Like, I can do crowd work and I can do improv, but I can't be like, oh, I'm going to write a stand-up bit pretty much on stage.
Yeah, I feel like the people who can do that just have all the formulas for jokes, kind of the structures.
And I think
and they know how to do it.
And I think they've thought about it a lot more in their head than they pretend they have.
100%.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're
definitely.
Like, they're like those cunts at school who are like, oh, I didn't even study for this test. Yeah. Oh, did I only get 94%? I'm so dumb. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Those people are the worst.
Yeah. Whoa, bro. That's racist.
Those people.
In my story, that person was Asian. So that was pretty racist that you said that.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you for apologizing.
Got any story from your stand-up gigs?
Oh, well, there was a lot of bombing at the one I was at. Just it's a tougher room. I was doing, oh, there's a new room. Tom's done it too. Did you ever go scuba?
That was the
underground one near Central. Yeah.
Yeah, like hostel.
Under the
above.
Hostel.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So crazy. Yeah. So Tom would have been the same. It's got these steep stairs. Mm-hmm. As you go down and you just start getting Jason Bourne flashbacks. Like, you know, when he's got amnesia and he gets a flashback, like, this fucking, and it's just him fighting or shooting someone in the head.
Yeah.
And so it's the flashback to being on a sweaty dance floor surrounded by backpackers saying, have you ever kissed an Australian?
Where are you from?
You want to get a finger in the bathroom? How about a didgeridoo you?
The funny thing about that venue as well, it's owned by the hostel. So the boys who run the room went up to the hostel and got on the PA system and like invite people down. Oh my gosh. Miley.
That's my brother.
You want to talk to him?
Oh yeah. Hey Matt, you're live on the podcast. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Hi, Matt. Ben, hi, Tom.
And say hi to Alex too and our international listeners.
Hi, Alex and the international listeners.
Do you have any podcast topics for us to talk about? We're just talking about scuba at the moment, but we can move on.
Nothing comes to mind. I don't know. Have you covered Tom's weekend?
Yes, we have.
It's not
took
good.
A while. Took not about good. Three sentences. Do you have you sent me anything lately? You got to have something you've been thinking about. What is it, Matt? Tell us.
I reckon I sent you something, but I've forgotten it since.
Oh, how was your school reunion?
Oh, yeah. Nothing too surprising. But Wally turned up.
So Matt rings me, I think on Friday. He's like, oh, I've got my school reunion.
How many years is that? 50,
this weekend.
Matt?
50, Matt.
50 year reunion?
Yeah, no, it was 20. But,
Wait, Matt, let me give the setup. He goes, I got my school reunion and I already know I'm going to go up to the people that I thought were going to be school shooters and be like, oh, glad you didn't shoot up the school.
That's true. It's good to let them know that you appreciate them not murdering everyone.
Yeah, there were two guys and I was scared that they'd turn up with a list, but they didn't turn up, so maybe they've killed themselves.
Well, that got dark.
it was actually really good. It was really good catching up with them because you sort of, at the time, you got your little cliques and some people you don't really get along with, but so much time's passed that you can just appreciate the shared experience.
Were there people you didn't used to like that you now like and people that you did like that you don't like?
Yeah. Oh, no, there's probably, it's just people I didn't really used to hang out with, but now it's, you know, pretty cool and, yeah, pretty.
I guess
you sort of go, oh, I could have actually hung out with you at school because you're not that bad. Yeah. But at the time, back at school days, you're just like, oh, fuck, I'm not hanging out with him, please.
I guess you guys were all just excited to get a night off from the kids too.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Did you get fun? Did you get pissed?
I got home at like 2 a.m. and then I got woken up by one of the kids at 5:30.
Oh,
that's
rough.
So, yesterday was a bit brutal.
Dad life. Did you piss yourself again?
Not this time. been a while actually. I think the kid might have, which is why he woke me up.
Yeah, you got the kids to blame it on now, yeah.
Oh, it's a family trait, yeah. Is it? The piss in the bed.
Yeah, the kid might have been my bed, yeah.
I reckon, yeah, it's more on the French side of the family, which
right.
Ben is a bit more, got a bit more of that genetic makeup. I'm a bit more of the Hoskin side, which is my mum's side.
Yeah, right, so a lot of bed pisses on
your
dad's
side. Oh, it's
just
good to stay warm in winter, bro. And then also cool down in summer if you let it leave it long enough.
Yeah, and it encourages you to get a new mattress when you should.
True. Mattresses, they get very yellow even if you don't piss yourself.
See Matt?
Yeah. So our old, one of our old teachers turned up.
Oh.
And Mr. T, we call him. And he... Like, for a teacher, he believes some stuff that's pretty, not what you want kids being educated in. Like,
yeah,
when COVID came, he was just the full anti-vaxxer. He was just going to quit his job and retire if he had to get vaccinated.
I think a lot of teachers
he's
did
a conspiracy
that.
Theorist that's... now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a few good conspiracy theories.
That's good. So were you talking to him about that? You're like, free Andrew Tate, the vaccine's given us all autism, blah, blah, blah.
I'm a sovereign citizen. You can't pull me over in my car. I'm traveling. Have you seen people on TikTok doing
just
that?
Just sitting as a lizard man, no? What? They're sovereign citizens.
They believe that some weird thing where the cops are like, you were speeding. They're like, I'm not driving. I'm traveling. And they think that the cop's going to be like, oh yeah, you are traveling, bro. Actually. No, you're right.
I love it when someone's learned the wrong law, but they
so
say it like it's gospel, bro.
There was one this week and the cop, she wouldn't open the door and she kept sprouting that kind of shit. And he just grabbed the window and fucking smashed it and pulled her out of the car. So good. In Australia as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, there's got to be some point when you're a cop and you're just like, nah, fuck this, I don't want to deal with this person.
Oh, man, you'd have to put up with so much shit. Just fucking the same people every week.
Just fucking them. Or like that cop who had the orgy, bro. Have we talked about that yet?
No.
Okay, we need to talk about the cop who had the orgy, Matt. We're going to let you go. Message us or ring us back if you have any other good conversation topics.
Okay, we'll do.
See you.
See you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so whenever he has a drive, he just goes through his phone and just rings people till he gets home. I don't know what number I am. I assume I'm near the top.
Surely.
Yeah. But he just
hates... Have you done a high school reunion while we're on that?
I missed my first one because I was in Adelaide doing a show.
Oh, that's cool.
Baller.
You would have told everyone.
But I would have loved it too. I would have rolled deep with the boys.
Yeah, we had one of those ones that was kind of getting organized, but not everyone was going. So I was like, nah.
I want one like in the American movies.
Me too. I wanted it the school.
I want name tags.
I wanted it in the halls.
Yeah, in the halls. Yeah. There's a stage, there's a band that plays.
Yeah. It's like a prom.
Yeah, it's like a prom. And all your like old crushes are there. Yeah. And do they have partners? Have they broken up? What's going on here? And yeah, you write your name on a name tag in case you forgot. Yeah. And you hire an escort for the night so you look like you're the man or a few.
And like, did you ever watch that movie in the 90s, Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion?
I have sisters, my sister, bro. Yeah.
I watched it many times. But like how she said she invented fucking Post-its or something and she's rich now. There was something like that. They all had fake backstories.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And that's made me like excited for them. Like I can be anyone in my high school reunion. Yeah,
American movies just set me up for disappointment in life. Like it's nothing like the movies, anything.
I know. There's not. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I never was in a fraternity, you know?
Well, you're in Australia.
Yeah.
You're in a different country.
I wanted one. Disappointed.
So, because they all have like American themes, you're disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about the boys yesterday, and it's so different if you grow up with sisters, if you don't.
Mm.
Because there's all these movies and shows I've watched that I thought were all common knowledge, common watching.
Yeah.
Even for dudes, but it's not. It's because I had sisters that 100%. I know every word to the Gilmore Girls or shit like that. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
You were obsessed with that.
I hate that show. That one used to trigger me.
Charmed?
Charmed is good, but they didn't get that into that.
They were hot though.
The girls?
No, the dudes.
Bro, they were like... They were like all time.
Yeah.
The Charmed girls.
Yeah.
Alex, let's go into the police officer at the orgy.
Okay.
Because I saw actually a TikTok about that again today.
Yeah.
Because she was
sounds
just
like a great story.
Protecting and serving. Have you read it?
No. I think I just read the titles and I'm like, yep.
Well, Alex couldn't read the titles last week, so it's good that.
Yeah.
I'm switched on today.
All right, let's hear it.
So, in a small Tennessee police station, Officer Megan Hall had a steamy romps with six male officers on and off duty.
At the same time? Or across her career? Wow.
One threesome. But I think the other ones were separate.
While married.
Holy shit.
In an open relationship, which
husband
later...
didn't know it was open.
Yeah. The only thing that was open was every hole.
Was her pussy and butthole. Let's go. Yeah, so tell us all about the time she fucked and sucked. Not in like a no. I tell her
it was a bit like that.
More like, but like the stories because she's just horny.
Yeah,
like it was on duty. Should be like in the evidence locker.
Yeah. So the extraterrestrial. The marital affairs took place in hotels and parties at other officers' houses on a boat, and Hall performed oral sex on Powell and Shields while on duty at the police station and at the police gym.
Wow.
Mm. And people's... Okay, well, police have a bad rep.
Mm.
I think she's doing her part to, you know...
Yeah, I mean...
Improve the name. That's a bit of PR work she's doing. She probably should have done it to more suspects too.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been nice. But I'd prefer to get pulled over... from a cop who's just got his dick sucked.
Oh, he's got
he'd have a better energy, you know? Won't be so pent up, you know?
At the same time, though, if she comes over quizzing you with cum in her mouth.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
You can smell it. There's there's an odor.
Mm.
But she's going to be more relaxed too. She's going to be feeling...
True. Unless you get them halfway through the act. Impatient, angry. That's when people get shot.
Have you seen... seen her?
Santa.
Seen her.
No, is she hot?
Let's just say she's doing well for herself.
Okay, give us a look.
Do you know what I say? To go through the whole station?
Yeah.
Like, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Traditionally, I would say no, not attractive.
No.
But put on the uniform, pair of cuffs. Look at that guy that she He looks like a. He looks like he's from the Expendables, bro.
Yeah, dude. Far out. She's a good. Like, they're meant to get each other's back, and she gets the front, too, which is nice.
She's throwing it back.
Good on her.
What about the police canine?
Excuse me.
She fucked the dog, too. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. She's throwing
I think
to everyone.
I think the problem was she was doing it on duty in the law room.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I saw a TikTok. It was this prank star went into that police station where it all happened.
Really?
Oh, what's her name? Sorry, can you get it for me?
It was
Officer Megan Hall.
Yeah. Hall. So he goes into that police station, goes, "Hey, I was just wondering if you guys are still doing ride-alongs, and could I do one with Officer Megan Hall?"
That's funny.
You know, she doesn't work here anymore. Yeah. It's like, so can we do a ride-along? And he had printed off like a big A3 poster of her, wanted to get it signed and stuff.
That's so good, bro. You know why they call her Hall, though, after that story?
Because
everyone's gone through her to get to their office.
Can we get a remake of Training Day with her as Denzel Washington?
Oh, that's good. So good. She's the corrupt cop.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to...
Suck on his putty.
That's going to be a good move, though. If they're ever in like a shootout situation, hostage situation, anything gnarly, everyone's going to have her back. They're going to be like, she's given me a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it, the 5-0.
Yeah.
That's how many dudes she fucks away. 50.
That's good.
There we go.
There we go. We got any others while we're in the dock?
Let's do some stories. We're in a story mode today.
We haven't done many stories lately, I feel.
Oi. Good movie that would be.
Tell me.
That exact story.
Who would play her? Fucking Willem Dafoe.
I think that would sex it up.
I'm just saying she's got a type. She's not that bad.
But I think a lot of cops would be horny. Like, they get pretty stressed.
Oh, and yeah, and long shifts.
People in uniform, everyone talks about how hot people in uniform are, so they're...
I think there's a lot of cheating in police because they're, like, partnered up, they're spending a lot of time together, late nights.
Mm. Uh-huh, okay, well, that goes to a question. If we can quickly go to a question, it says, what profession would you not date?
Oh, cop for sure.
I'd date a cop, what do you mean?
I wouldn't date a cop. I'd be worried sick all the time, you know? Yeah. Be like...
What, that they would hurt?
Like, oh, today at work, a junkie bit my nipple. And you'd be like, well, I can't do anything about that. You're a cop.
Oh, you can find him. You can do something about it because you don't have the badge. You can't lose your job.
She'd get in trouble, though.
Oh, you think does she get rabies from the junkie bite?
No, she gets horny.
Oh, so you mean, so that's a really sweet way you're thinking.
Mm.
I don't want her to get hurt. I'll worry for her on the streets.
I'll be up all night. And it's also shift work. I think that would be difficult. Like, you'd like that though.
No, I'm a strong feminist. So I think I wouldn't be worried about her on the streets. I think women can be cops and beat up junkies too. What do you mean?
I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying I wouldn't date a male cop either.
It's the shift work. Would you date a fireman?
Yeah, it depends which area. I think like a fucking fire-prone rural area would be pretty scary.
So it's a danger tone. I think I agree yeah. that you do think about, especially because we don't know what police do generally. Maybe they're not.
I watch cops.
Yeah, exactly. We only watch movies where cops are getting shot at.
No, I watch cops. It's real life.
And the show, Cops. So as we don't see them in their downtime, probably a lot of time of the day, not that dangerous. But then when it goes down.
It goes down.
When that horse bolts.
Especially in America. I guess it's more intense in America because there's more guns.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think there's about 17 guns in Australia.
Yeah.
So.
They're all in Western Sydney, which is scary.
I wouldn't date an author.
Why?
Just why?
At home a lot.
I feel like there's not a lot of reward for authors. They're just writing all the time. They're at home all the time. They need quiet so they can focus. And how long does a book take to write before you see any rewards from it?
Long time. Mm. Except sometimes if they're good, they'll get the money up front to write.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that many authors make a lot of money too. Do you know what I mean? I just don't get. What do you talk about?
Some might say the same about comedians.
But what do you talk about? What did you do at work? Oh, I wrote a few pages. What about? Oh, same sort of thing that happened in the last few pages. it's the same character. I'm like, and then you've heard all about the book. You can't even fucking read it because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Who else would you not date? What other profession would you not date?
I would not date a baker that specialized in like cakes because I'd eat so many cakes.
But what if they don't bring their work home with them? Some people don't like to do that.
Then I'd be angry with them. You know?
Well, you're holding the cakes or you're holding the good stuff.
So I'd either be really resentful that they're not bringing home some cakes or I'd be 600 pounds.
Yeah.
Like that show, 600 pound life. They'd have to fucking crane me out of my bedroom.
I don't think I'd want to date a roofer.
Okay.
I think it would like just weather their skin too much because they're on the roof. It's just they'll go.
It is hot up there.
They would go out of skin real quick. And do you know what I mean? I don't think there's enough perks. Like it would, would have a sick roof. But other than that, I don't know what perks would get.
Well, it's like any job, you get an income.
Yeah, just money. But like most jobs, has got some sort of perks. Apart from roofing, I think you just get a good roof.
Well, the thing with tradies is any trade. Mm. You got someone who does the roof, then you got a mate.
They would have mates.
He does the wood paneling on the side.
You think that she would have tradie mates?
Exchange favors. You need a plumber. She knows one.
Okay. Well, then similar to that, I wouldn't date a stop sign operator. You know, one who turned the top stop. Go.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're hot.
I'm very hot. Don't respect their profession though.
Why?
Because they're just turning a sign and they get paid more than me. I don't like it. It's very emasculating.
But at least they're very concise with their directions.
They're not.
Stop.
Oh, yeah?
Slow.
Okay.
They could bring that into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the stop part, bro. I don't want the stop part in the bedroom.
Slow.
And slow? They're the two worst options. Okay, what other profession would you not date?
I wouldn't date a psychic.
Great.
Because she's going to know the things I've done and the things I'm going to do. Past and present.
I would date a psychic. Okay. I just want her to know how horny I am. Girls can never know, but I'm thinking about whacking off right now. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's what psychics do. Like... If you've got a stiffy, any profession can tell.
It's good not having to explain. Do you know what I mean? If I'm on the land and she's in kitchen cooking, I look at her like, fuck, wouldn't mind getting rude in that tonight. She psychics it going, maybe
I'm
going to
sleep in the spare room.
No, I'm getting a stop sign. So what are you going to do? Why are you scaring her off?
I don't know.
Okay, just in case you start thinking about killing her, she already knows.
You know when your girlfriend's like mad at you for a dream she had where you did something? Except these dreams will be true.
Okay. I wouldn't date a BuzzFeed worker. Obvious reasons. I would not date a gynecologist.
Been through more pussy than you?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's just stop being fun at some point. I would see a lot and turn me off pussies.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't date. I wouldn't date a flight attendant because you'd have so much FOMO. They're like, oh, I'm just having lunch in Budapest. And you're like...
What about domestic flight attendant? Because you got to work your way up to go international.
Yeah, that's true. Even then, shift work,
I'm having
not
lunch
a vibe.
In Adelaide.
Yeah. You're like, suck shit, idiot.
Nah, I think you get sick perks dating a flight attendant. You get cheap flights. You get
that's true.
Points. They got the true. Outfits. That's wrong. I think you're wrong on that one.
What about terrorism? Have you thought about that?
I wouldn't date a terrorist, no.
Okay.
And I swear all that recycled air makes their skin turn funny.
Oh, it's like
at
roofing.
Least terrorists are passionate. I might date a terrorist. I wouldn't date a vlogger.
Why?
Just too much. They're vlogging. Oh, here we are.
It would be fucking
here's
annoying.
My man taking a shit. I'm like, just
especially those ones who literally are like daily vloggers and it's like, can we have a day where we don't have to fucking perform?
You're not getting any fucking likes anyway. Do you know what I mean? And you don't want to say that to them.
No, but even if they're massive, you still got to fucking wake up and be
switch
like,
on.
Oh, we're having green shakes for breakfast. It's like, fuck, do we have to?
You especially, know? And if they're massive, a vlogger, they're going to have to keep a brand safe. So me and you would be chipping in going, oh, I'm going to say some funny joke here. Yeah. Sucker my own dick. But I couldn't do that.
That
I have
is
to
funny
say,
though,
oh,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Low gang, dab, 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 whatever those people do.
Mm.
What about you, Alex? Which professions would you not date?
Alex has already said he wouldn't date a woman who earns more money than him. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's not true.
You said that, you said bro. That.
Nah, I don't know.
You're taking it back. Nah, you did say that.
I reckon an actor.
An actor.
An actor. I was going to say actress, but that's not right, right? They're all...
Yeah, I think everyone's an actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. For the same reason you said with the police, I think they're too intimate, like with their co-stars, and they're in that little bubble together. And
oh, you're a bit jealous, are you?
I just think something's going to go down.
That's a good point. And you can never tell if they're being real, if they're actors.
Uh-huh.
You never know if they're actually having a conversation with them or they're acting. Do you know what I mean? Never. Yeah. Never.
Far out.
You can't tell if they're actually fighting someone.
Anything they say.
Choreographed.
Hey, I want to go to the supermarket today. You don't even know if she wants to go to the supermarket. She might be acting as a character who wants to go to the supermarket. It's going to fuck you up, bro.
Yeah. And it might be like, I think we've got the article on there, but the guy who played Elvis now is stuck with Elvis's voice.
Yeah, he gave a speech in the Elvis voice, didn't he?
Imagine if the guy who played Jeffrey Dahmer had the same problem.
Yeah, well, you're dating someone who she plays Jeffrey Dahmer. Or if you're like an annoying, like she plays like someone with a kid voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like a baby voice. And
Oh, yeah.
And she's gone method. You're like, fuck. Oh.
Or if she fucking was in the new, I think they're filming it at the moment, the new Planet of the Apes film.
Yes.
And she starts throwing her shit.
Throwing her shit at you. Actually, because she's an actor.
Mm. Okay, we're on board now.
Okay, that's good.
What about any others spring to mind?
Any other good questions for us, Alex?
Oh, I meant for him to answer.
No, that's
the main one. Just actors.
But I do have some other questions for you.
Okay.
What is the worst thing you can do during a threesome?
Stab them. Yes. If you murder them during a threesome, they're not going to be happy.
Kills the mood.
If whatever gets you off, though. Say you're my favorite to one of them.
Okay, that's good. try to glue them together so you can have a Siamese threesome.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So you're gluing yourself as part of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't think it through that much.
I reckon similar to I'm your favorite, but just lock eye contact with one person, no matter what you're doing. So if you're fucking this way, I'm just looking at you.
Yep.
It's pretty creepy.
Dress them up as the bananas in pajamas and call them B1 and B2.
And what would you be?
A fruit bowl? I don't know. And thought it through, bro.
If you're just continuously referring to yourself as the Three Musketeers.
Oh, that's good. Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
Is that who they are? You're a fucking nerd, bro.
One of my favorite movies.
Are you an author?
It was one of my favorite movies as a kid. What else should you not do during a threesome? Come out of the cupboard.
Yeah, true. That'll scare them.
That'll scare them.
Yeah. Sing this theme song to Three's Company.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't even know what the theme song is, to be honest, but it would be weird.
Mm. There you go, guys. Use all those tips.
Have you ever had a threesome, Frenchie?
Oh, bro, I can barely have a twosome.
Yeah, I agree.
It's tough.
It's too much going on.
Sometimes, like, if you get, like, puppets involved and shit. No, but it's, like, you sleep with a chick, she's got like soft toys and stuff. You're like, oh, you kind of pretend it's like a group of her friends.
Does Fenton count it if he's watching?
Oh, Fenton's under the bed, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you do stuff with your dogs in the room?
I have.
What? Sex?
Yeah, we've.
Where are
we've
they?
Had sex with the dogs in the room.
On the bed?
On the ground.
Just watching. Do stuff with dogs in your room?
Only on weekdays.
How's your dating life going, actually?
It's going well.
What's any dates to report?
No, nothing to disclose.
Oh, he's gone secret. He's on stealth mode.
Is this one where you've had a nice first or second date, you don't want to ruin it by talking about it on the podcast?
Yeah.
But as soon as she breaks your heart, you'll let it all out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, sick. We can wait.
Yeah.
We can wait. Give us a hint. Did you have a little date?
I've been on a few dates.
Same girl?
Yeah.
He has, say that, doesn't he? He has to say that. That's good. Good to know.
Good to know.
What does she do?
She's a student. PhD student.
Oh, thank God. You have to say that.
Wow. We were concerned.
We were.
So when is she going to meet her new dads? Me and Frenchie.
Tom.
Where are his dads?
Do PhD students earn a lot of money?
No.
No.
I see a theme.
I see what's going on.
I see a theme.
It's nice. Understanding the brokenness. You can
because you don't like dating women who earn more than you.
Split cup of soup and
stuff.
No,
that's not true.
We just, I don't know. Did he actually say it on the podcast? I thought we'll just say anything.
No, he said, I think you said you don't want to date a woman with a full-time job. It was something like that.
Yeah, because I want someone to hang out on weekdays with.
Oh, that's nice. I'm the opposite. Work two jobs. Give me my space.
Frenchie wants a single mum who works two jobs, so she's always busy.
Yeah. Let's go. Dedicated.
I've got one more question for you guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's something the current generation is missing out on that you got to experience?
Oh, easy. Ringing the home phone.
Yes.
We used to have, if you wanted to talk to your friend or your crush, you had to ring their home phone. And it was very rare chance they were actually the person that answered. So you'd have to talk to a dad, mom, brother, sister. It was never a smooth operation.
Hey,
can I speak to Tim? I'll just go get him, man. How's school going?
May I ask who's speaking?
Oh, they knew it was me when I was calling Tim, but yeah. But yeah, if it was a rare one, like first time you're ringing a girl, a crush, fuck, man, it was so bad.
The worst. And then the fact that if you had two phones in the house, someone could pick up the other phone and listen in on your call.
They can listen in so while you're trying to ask a girl out.
The fucking friends,
what are you doing on the weekend, Jess? I'm going to the band comp. And someone's on the other end, my brother. Her dad, I don't know who it is. I know there's someone there, but I don't want to call them out because I'm in the middle of a fucking conversation.
Yeah. Get off the other phone, Dad.
Get off the fucking phone, Matt. You fucking dog.
That was a good one. I think the excitement of one of the boys having a porno magazine.
Because
we didn't really have like internet porn. It was a bit harder to get and it took ages to download and your parents would probably see it. So one of the boys would get like a fucking Hustler magazine or something and you'd have to go under someone's house and read it or into the woods.
Yeah, it was a shared magazine you would hide somewhere. Like you could hide in your bedroom, but that could get like...
It had like a library card in the back with who's got it from what dates.
Did you ever buy like a FHM or a Ralph or something?
I remember I got the FHM show bag. One year, I had like 10 FHMs in it.
Yeah, because my buddy told me, he's like, oh, you don't have to be 18 to buy them.
Yeah, it was sick. I had all these posters in my room. My parents were like, oh my God, he's a pervert.
Definitely. I'm a teenage boy. What do you think they're stuck on the wall with?
He's paper mache them, which is nice.
Another thing kids these days will never understand. Trying to meet someone at a location without your phones.
Oh, yeah. Difficult.
It was insane. Because you had to be like me, you at the mall, outside this exact store at 3.
Yeah.
And you had to fucking be there. Yeah. And if they weren't there, you had to decide, do I wait it out?
Mm-hmm.
Do I try to find a payphone to call them? There's no options. You just have to wait out.
Yeah. And if you lose them in public, you don't have a mobile phone. They don't have a mobile phone. They're gone forever.
Yeah, you lose them in public. Families used to have to have meet-up points.
Mm.
If anyone gets lost, we're meeting, like at the Easter show, you go there, we're meeting at the Clowns at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, and if you get there early, the Clowns fuck the shit out of you.
Oh, bro, they use your ass like a clown car. Your parents arrive, there's 8 dicks coming out of it.
They're all like, look like balloon animals. Oh, I was trying to think of another one. I have one. And it's dropped off my brain.
Do you have any, Alex?
No.
That's another profession I probably wouldn't date, would be clown.
Oh, yeah. Fucking moving around with the circus? No, thank you.
Also, what if she comes out of a clown makeup and you're less attracted to her?
That's true.
That's going to be tough. That's going to fuck you up.
Or if she does her normal makeup like clown makeup. We're just going down to the pub. Like, it's a bit much. She's got like lipstick all up her face. So stupid.
Mm.
Another one is like, we didn't used to have like social media.
Mm.
So when I moved schools when I was younger, It's like, see you guys. never see them again. Like, we didn't add each other on social media. Some people from high school primary school added me like fucking years later because it didn't exist.
You never see them again.
Those guys might have died.
Maybe you ring a home phone if it was like your best friend, but other than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you couldn't give them a number because you didn't have one yet.
No.
You'd get assigned it when you get your new house.
It's crazy to think about. These kids will never know. You'll never know what it was like to grow up when we did.
Getting Snake on the phone was a big moment, though.
So, Alex, you're young. You're a young buck.
Yep.
Can you relate to anything we're saying here? Or you're trying to picture? You're like, oh, I guess I never thought about that. You're like, oh, I knew these ones.
Yeah, definitely the one where you have to meet up somewhere.
Mm.
Be like, this is where I will be.
Yep.
If you're not there, I'm off.
Alex lives in Newtown, so most of them don't have any phone credit.
Yeah,
that's true. There's a few times I have to do that.
Yeah, he does that on the reg.
It does freak you out. Or just like, yeah, going on the bus without your phone.
Just think about when your phone runs out of battery in life these days, you're like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% stress.
I'm fucked. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I don't have battery. You're messaging all your friends. My battery's about to die. If I don't respond, I'm not dead. So you don't respond within 40 minutes, everyone thinks you're dead.
100%.
That's why you can't date a psychic.
That's it.
Or you could date a psychic because then they'll know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do you reckon it exists, psychism?
No.
So I've got a clip.
What was that?
He was going to call me out on saying psychism, and then he's like, oh, I'll let it slide.
Yeah, we had a little psychic connection there.
Yeah, we did.
So I got a clip of a man being charged with murder who has his Google searches read in court from day his wife disappeared. Frenchie put a story up on about this.
Yeah, play it. It's so funny.
First, defendant Googled using his son's iPad. Some of the searches are as follows. Keep in mind that the defendant said he left at 6 a.m. At 4:55 a.m. on January 1st, he searched how long before a body starts to smell. At 4:58 a.m., how to stop a body from decomposing. At 5:20 a.m., he searched how to embalm a body. At 5:47 a.m., 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need
body.
At 6:25 a.m. on the 1st, how long for someone to be missing to inherit. At 6:34 a.m. on the 1st, can you throw away body parts? At 9:29 a.m., what does formaldehyde do? At 9:34 a.m. on the 1st, how long does DNA last? At 9:59 a.m., can identification be made on partial remains? At 11:34 a.m., dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body. At 11:44, how to clean blood from wooden floor. At 11:56 on the 1st, luminol to detect blood. At 1:08, what happens when you put body parts in ammonia? At 1:21 p.m., is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them? Those were on the January 1st. There was also information gained from the defendant's phone, which showed on January 2nd, he was at Home Goods in Norwell, where he purchased gloves.
Fucking hell.
He purchased what?
Gloves.
Oh my goodness, the funniest. Okay. First thing, he's Googling on his son's iPad.
Yeah.
He's probably not even clearing his history.
Well, he's probably like, it's an iPad. They'll never think to check that.
Yeah. Oh, so that's why he didn't do the computer.
Yeah. I reckon it was a strategy. Oh, it's this kid's iPad. They won't check that. No, they'll take all the
just the most random times too. It was like sometimes it'd be like 15 minutes later, then it'd be like an hour later.
Because he's scrubbing away at shit and he's fucking hacking up bodies. And
his wife was gorgeous too. Yeah. They put a picture of her.
She was going to probably leave him.
Yeah. Well, that's...
He looked like Tom Cruise in fucking Tropic Thunder where he wears a fat suit. That's what he looked like. What a fucking
psycho,
idiot.
Bro.
What a fucking idiot.
So dumb. I feel like
I wish there were some funny searches in there.
Yeah.
Closest Burger King.
What My Little Pony character am I most like? Just some random shit. Fuck, imagine getting hungry while you're chopping up your dead wife. That'd be fucked. You've just eaten what's in the fridge, surely. You wouldn't be ordering anything through.
Yeah, come on over. Drop it off.
Drop it off, Uber Eats.
Oh, fuck. What a retard.
They do. Yeah.
I kind of have a bit of sympathy because I would hate to be in a court and have my Google searches read.
Well, it's your lucky day because the next segment is called Reading Alex's Google Searches. So can you please give us your phone and we'll read them?
Oh, that's fucked.
I thought we were going to improvise.
I was going to improvise too. I was putting my phone down. I was going to pretend this was his phone.
But he's given you.
And now he's giving it.
Oh, I don't fucking know. All right. We can cut it if it's too... I don't use my phone too much.
It's all good. Search history, first off, is...
Is Tom Armstrong single?
Is Tom Armstrong single? Why has my shirt shrank and what can I do? Music Yugoslav. So you're looking up some wartime... It says wartime Yugoslav music.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Can't remember.
It's from this morning, bro.
You black.
It's from this morning. What? Wait, look at this one.
Oh no, he's worried.
I'm not even joking. Fuck. You read the top one.
Oh no, what is this?
Read it out.
Gender-based violence crimes in conflict. What's that in regards to?
What the fuck is that, Alex?
Did you get hit by a woman? What that means?
How to be a woman. Men's Guide to Feminism. 5 books on feminism. What? I'm not even making these up. Best feminist books is searched for twice.
Oh, no.
Best feminist books for men. 32 feminist books every woman must read. What is going on, Alex?
I feel like he's definitely trying to impress a girl.
Is this you impressing a girl?
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. I love that. That makes a lot more sense.
Keep reading, Frenchie.
EPL table highlights Arsenal versus Manchester United. There you go. He's wearing the shirt.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's just funny in theme with what we were listening to. First Google search is Alec Baldwin. Then what is involuntary manslaughter?
How to get away with a body.
Do you want to have a turn?
Nah,
or do you want us to stop,
leave
Alex?
Leave him alone. Oh, leave him alone.
Oh, thank you for letting us do
intrusive.
That.
Fucking
sweating. Why don't we read our own searches too? Make just for Alex.
Let me have a look what I got. Which is probably not very interesting.
Does it work? Can you still read it in incognito mode?
No, that's the whole point of incognito.
Well, then I'm not going to be able to read any search history because I've never not been in incognito mode.
Yeah.
I'll see the last time I was in normal mode, actually. And if I go back to normal
trying to find
mode.
Something
but can you give your phone to Tom and swap over because you might skip over some things?
Yeah, no, you're right. That's fair.
Why not? I'm very interesting, though.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
No.
How do I get back to normal mode?
Nah, this isn't going to be interesting. You can fucking look, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be interesting. Frenchie's deleting all the fuck.
No, I literally can't find out how to get to my history.
Let's move
history.
On. History. You can look at these while we move on.
Okay. I've got a conundrum.
They're not good.
Or a
give us a conundrum
from Reddit.
These are good. Best gun pod flavors.
Yeah, it's just vape.
Is Penrith safe for young family? No. Judd Apatow. Oh, fuck yeah. Searching Judd Apatow. A lot about Judd Apatow. That's 40 Judd Apatow searches.
Yeah. I'm writing a screenplay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like getting
into
him.
It's not interesting.
Yeah, no.
Let's move on.
What's up, Alex?
Okay. So I've got a question that I've pulled from Reddit. My boyfriend refuses to ask permission from my father to marry me.
Did you ask permission from your partners?
No.
Did you think about it or is he not in the picture?
He's not really in the picture much, so I didn't. I've met him once and he's not worth talking to. So I didn't. No, I guess I could ask her mum, but I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. Well, so I'm a guy, I agree. Do you agree that you should?
I don't think you should these days. I think it was different back in the day.
Yeah, well,
the father's not the daughter's keeper anymore.
Yeah, back in the day, males owned women.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And there was like a fucking trade of goods back then as well. You'd have to give them a goat.
You'd give them a dowry. That's why I think it was ridiculous. Like I never even considered it, to be honest. But like I get if you've got a great relationship and they're traditional fathers, it can be a nice thing to do. And even if he says no, you're going to be like, well, I don't care. And I think, I thought I'd do it, give you a chance.
I think in that like style, you're meant to ask the dad before you even talk to the partner about it. And I'm like,
is that how it started? Yeah.
Well, I guess that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to, like, you're not meant to talk about it with them. It's meant to be like, before I ask her, like,
yeah.
But like before we've even discussed it. Cause back in the day, you just fucking spring it on them.
Yeah. You pretty much got married before you dated. You were like,
yeah.
Oh, she's a girl from my church. Exactly. I'm going to ask her dad. Yeah. She's like, I'm sort of into some other guy.
Yeah. Like, I don't like you. You're weird.
I'll set you up with this one.
Yeah.
So in Reddit, she's like, my boyfriend refuses to ask my dad for my hand in marriage.
Yep.
Okay. What have they written?
Well, I think you guys pretty much got that. Family is very traditional and not that they're getting married yet, but it came up and he says, I don't understand because you're not anyone's property. And then she says it'd make her father happy. And then
I think if that's the case, just do it. Who cares?
Yeah, because you're going to marry him anyway.
It's and you're going to have to be around that dad for a long time.
Oh, just unless you move to Penrith.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Why don't we do a situation, Tom, a little role play to see how it could work in real life? If you guys are wanting to ask the father-in-law, it can be scary. Who would you like to be?
I'll be the father-in-law.
Damn it. I did not want to.
Hello?
Hello.
Can I help you?
Good to see you again.
You are?
you know who I am. I'm the guy dating your daughter. They call me Dragon.
Oh, is she still? Okay, yep. Dragon, yeah.
Have you been, Greg? You good?
Yeah,
We've met a few times, Greg.
Yeah, I've met a lot of men over the years.
That's men good. That's good
men
to know.
Men and women, actually.
That's good to know. Good to know kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Do you have a minute that I can talk to you?
You're not selling a pyramid scheme or something, are you, mate?
No. Okay, not anymore, no. Do you have a minute to talk about your daughter?
Is everything all right?
Yeah. So, I want to propose to her.
To do a toast?
There will be toast there. No, well, like marriage. Can I have your permission to ask her for a hand?
My daughter.
Yes.
And it was Dragon.
Yes.
No. You don't have my permission.
Can I have permission to marry your wife?
Yes.
At least I'm Ken Summon.
I don't know where that was meant to go.
Okay, I'll show you where I was going to take it.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Say no to the wife. Do I have permission to marry your wife?
No.
What about your other daughter?
No.
Okay, what about your son?
Is that legal in this state?
No. Okay, I'm glad you said no because they're not really the ones I want, Greg. You're the one I want. Yeah. I'm dating your daughter to get to you and that dad dick. Okay, I want you to dad dick me down. Okay, I want to go to Bunnings with you. I want to do the crossword with you.
That's what I was hoping you would
say. It's because we didn't do voices. We did two normal voices.
Yeah.
And you go, hi, can I marry you, daughter?
Well, I think last week our Prince Harry thing was a bit much for people.
Oh, yeah. And that footage cut out. I couldn't even edit it up, which was a shame.
I don't think
Prince
anyone.
Prince Harry, my todger.
No, people didn't like it.
Did they not?
It's pretty. Well, I think we did it for 20 minutes.
His book went for like 8 hours. I thought we were quite restrained. We may have
overcommitted to the brain damage aspect.
Did someone talk to you about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Someone said it was pretty painful.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who? Pretty funny.
Tonya?
No. Tonya doesn't listen to our podcast. She's got better things to do. Let's move on.
I've got another conundrum here.
Okay.
How do I get my husband to stop going goblin mode during sex?
First of all, Alex, didn't know you had a husband. Got him.
Got him.
What is goblin mode? Yeah, a bit of both. No, that's fair.
Yeah, we need to know what goblin mode is. Tell me.
So, my husband says goblin mode activated when we start having sex, growls and acts like a caveman, and then says goblin mode off when we stop, and then pretends not to remember afterwards.
What?
There's more here.
Goblin mode activated.
He's just like hitting her titties and stuff. Like,
oh, la, 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 la. Goblin mode. Finished.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Okay, so here's a bit more information. I really love my husband and he's always been great in bed, but recently he's been acting really weird. So a couple of days ago, my son went on a rampage through our house and he said he was in goblin mode. We didn't really know what to do with him, so we sent him to live with my parents so he can go to a special needs school. My husband had a really great relationship with our son and loved him more than anything. Naturally, he was upset when he had to leave. He's an incredibly tough man, but it was the first time I've seen him cry. I heard him muttering goblin repeatedly when he didn't notice me staring blankly at his food.
What is happening?
This is the guy who murdered the wife.
Dude, this is the guy who was going goblin mode on his son. And then his son went away and he fucking flipped it on his wife.
What?
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like the...
He was inspired by the goblin man from his child. Now he's fucking his wife like a goblin.
I don't know.
That's a lot.
Okay, last night.
I don't get why she sent the son away to her parents. They're older. They're not going to be able to handle a goblin. The goblin's going to break their hips. You need young people to handle a goblin. You are the best chance of handling that goblin.
Yeah, you just got to make the good goblin come, apparently. When he stops, you don't. So I can't remember anything.
The kid was just being fun, I think, having fun being a goblin. And then the dad got cutty, the kid got sent away and snapped.
And started doing goblin in the bedroom.
Okay,
it's
go
very
on.
Very strange.
Go on.
So lastly, she writes, last night, the day before our son went away, we decided to have sex to relieve our stress. My husband said goblin mode activated, started growling, and went wild having sex with me. Admittedly, it was some of the best and most experimental sex I've ever had, but I'm worried something might be going on with my husband. Any advice?
Fucking send him to the grandparents as well. He's cooked. Send him to the same school. Reprogram him.
I'm so confused now.
But she's having problems because it was the best sex.
She likes a goblin style.
Frenchie just is confused because that's what he always does.
Yeah, 100%. But like when you're horny, doesn't matter. If someone's pretending to be a goblin, you're just going to go over it. You're like, fuck yeah. Goblin me up. Gobble, gobble. Do you know what I mean? Orc mode activated. You can do anything. And then after you come, or whatever girls do, stop sexing. You just wind down. You're like, fuck, that was a bit weird.
Yeah, shouldn't have gone
for I think he just pretended he didn't remember it because he would just pretended to be a goblin because he was that horny. Yeah, I didn't think he'd had sex for a while. If their kid was running around being a goblin for like the last 6 months, you're not getting finding time to bang. You're taking that goblin out of the cupboard, whatever. You're calming him down. It's not like some proper ADD. So he was just excited to go, I'm goblin mode. He does all this weird goblin stuff, probably wiping boogers on her and shit. No, what do goblins do?
I don't know.
Hiding under a bridge, making her pay the troll. Oh, that's a troll. And then he comes, he's like, ah. Oh. He's like, fuck, I pretend to be a goblin that whole intercourse. Weird. Let's just pretend I didn't do it. She's got no proof. So he goes, I didn't do it. What do you mean? She's like, you just pretend to be a goblin. He's like, don't remember that. Done.
You didn't really solve anything. You kind of just recapped the story, but longer.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird that the goblin was inspired from his child that just got sent away for being a goblin, and then she's all orgasming over the goblin and he's being the goblin? Not weird to you?
I don't think he was thinking of his kid, mate. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, how often do you randomly embody a goblin?
They might have just watched Lord of the Rings, bro, for Jacinna.
Then you'd do an orc, wouldn't you? You wouldn't do a goblin.
There was goblins in there too, but you're right. You're being Uruk-hai.
Well, mate, how can you combat a goblin? Maybe she does some kind of orc mode or elf mode.
Elf mode, yeah.
She should go back in time and not have kids with that man. They're both sick people. That's my verdict. Time machine.
That's a man who's never done goblin style.
Absolutely not.
It's in my head now.
Oh, God. Don't stay in the room alone with him after I leave, Alex. Once it activates, on, very difficult to deactivate. Oh, no. What do you reckon, Alex? What's your professional opinion? As a feminine literature reader.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, from a feminist
that perspective. That makes so much sense. Yeah, that's so good. So, yeah.
You're so in the West.
But I like, we're not even making fun of you. No, I respect it. Well, I'm making fun of you, but like.
Okay.
Does going. It help?
What?
He hasn't bought it yet. I think he was looking it
up. Oh, is it a good book? Yeah. Are you going to buy it?
I don't know. Depends if it's a female author or not.
True.
Go on, Frenchie doesn't like, obviously. What were you saying? Because they're out of the kitchen.
I don't like any authors, mate.
What was the question?
The Goblin. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. It's really fucked up. It's really weird. Yeah. But there's some, I went down a rabbit hole of more goblin modes going on. So I think maybe in another episode, I'll give you another goblin.
We will never speak of it again like we just did it, you know?
Okay.
Like we've come and we've moved on.
Yeah. I read a book the other day.
You said you hate authors.
No, I don't hate authors. I like authors, but I just said I wouldn't want a day. I said I wouldn't want a day one.
Yeah. You're a politician right now.
But I read a book, and then you know when you read a book and you're like, this is shit, but I kind of want to know how it ends. But then it's not like a movie. You just know in an hour. You got to read a whole book to know how it ends. So I'm just trying to skim read the cunt, and then it's in the bin now. I'm really angry at it. I'm angry that they actually let it be printed.
Would you say you have ADD? No?
No. Do goblins get ADD?
I think so. Or they get fixated on like silver objects and stuff.
Yeah.
That's similar.
Yeah, I do. Then yes.
Like a magpies.
I hope you never become a vegan.
Why?
Because you read one book and you've brought it up about 10 times.
Is it the Paul Hogan one?
That was a different book. The Paul Hogan one was good. I read another book. So how many other people are doing goblin modes then?
A fair amount.
Oh, we're going to have to do it. Patreons, let's do it.
Goblin modes.
But it'll be funny if like, okay, everyone gets, okay, what we should do is like school. I used to be a teacher. Not everyone who's listening, but me, us three, get homework for the week. We've all got to do a goblin mode. And you don't have to do it sexually, Tom, because I know you don't do it in the bedroom. But at some point during your life, when you're in the living room with Tonya and the dogs, you just go, goblin mode activated. You do weird goblin things for a bit. Okay. And you say, goblin mode deactivate, and you never talk about it.
Yeah, can I read you the other goblin mode? It's really short.
Definitely, if you're listening and you want to do your homework, get consent before you do the goblin mode. No,
I didn't say it has to be the sex. I said you can just do it.
It didn't have to be. So but
here's a non-sexual one. Here, we've got title. I like to creep around my home and act like a goblin. I don't know why, but I just enjoy doing this. Maybe it's a way of dealing with stress. Generally,
what does a goblin do?
This is like a kid writing in. This is a kid writing in.
I do this generally about once a week. I'll carry around a sack and creep around in a sort of crouch walking position, making goblin noises.
That's a cat burglar.
No, it's a goblin.
Then I'll walk around my house picking up various different trinkets.
Yeah, people are sick. They're fucking sickos.
This is the kid, bro. This is the kid.
And put them in my bag while saying stuff like, I'll be having that.
I'll be having that.
And laughing maniacally in my goblin voice.
That's just crackheads.
I'll be having that.
You described crackheads.
Trinkets can include
trinkets
anything.
For the goblin. I'll be having that.
I'll be taking this to the cash converters.
Cash converters.
My precious, for the gobble. My precious cash converters.
Activate the goblin mode.
Trinkets will include anything I find on the ground or to cutlery, etc. The other day I was talking to my neighbors and they mentioned hearing weird noises.
This is the dad's gone too deep. It'll be my strange addiction episode soon.
Yeah.
One man pretends he's a goblin and cannot get out of it.
Oh, goblin.
Probably enough time for the episode. We'll probably talk again next week, guys, unless I'm going goblin mode.
Frenchie's going to end on goblin mode.
Goblin mode. Trinkets for me. Trinkets for the goblin. Goblin mode activated.